UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official vision.
The Novos.
Morning.
Morning.
Friday.
Around the team, how are we today? I'm feeling great today.
I'm on top of the world.
How about you, Jade?
I'm in a shitty mood, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's all right.
And I came in and I bought a coffee this morning and I dropped it on the way in.
What's happened?
I was fuming.
I know.
Fuming.
Because when you buy something, if it doesn't go as planned,
so
it's very upsetting for you.
I have one of my 90s radio sound effects perfect for this situation, Jade.
Yep. That's honestly what it was like. And then you're sitting here, Maddie, winding me up.
How dare you?
Yes, you have been.
How dare you? Yeah, I was pretending to type because she's like, taps really hard. Are those keys still okay? You're ruining the computer with your angry typing.
No, they're not. But anyway, life goes on. But you were laughing about something in the news, Creepo.
Well, three-team cricket, Hamish. This is the best thing I've ever heard. Like,
so confusing.
I mean, very confusing, but my mind instantly goes to, let's get three-team basketball happening with three hoops. Like, let's get three-team soccer happening with three goals. Like,
there's limitless possibilities in this one.
I actually love it.
So, hang on. Is this Cricket Australia's idea?
No, Cricket South Africa.
It's going ahead by the sound of it.
Yeah, they're going to play it. Look, Aby de Villiers says, don't even try to understand the rules. Let's just watch them play it first. And then, because the rules are phenomenally difficult to get your head around.
I love that this is the thing that has turned Creevo, finally. You're into the cricket now.
Well, I don't know if I'd watch a full game, but if they could manage to squeeze it down to about 45 minutes and have the pitch as a triangle with two bowlers running at the same time, I'll watch that.
It's got a kind of a backyard cricket vibe to it, doesn't it?
Stuff's going to go wrong. Anyone just running in.
As long as it's quick. There's nothing wrong watching a whole day of cricket.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Oh, Hamish. Get on a ship and go to England where it's acceptable.
What's acceptable? Test cricket is also played in Australia.
I was going to say, it's like one of the number one sports here, isn't it?
We took it from England, though, didn't we?
Yes, of course we did. But we took it from them and beat them convincingly at it. So I have
much
no
better
problem
at
with
it.
That. Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm into this idea of three teams going at it. Like, how confusing and exciting. I love it.
Chaotic.
Yeah, exactly. Next, though, guys, Johnny Depp has claimed his ex, Amber Heard, had a threesome with Elon Musk and another A-lister.
Wow.
Not surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Their divorce is getting filthy.
Yeah, well,
filthy dirty.
I'm not surprised the accusations are coming out, but the third person involved, you got to hear about it. We're doing it next.
Okay, straight up to Katy Perry Raw with Daria, Maddie and Creevo, live across Newcastle, 6:09. Good morning. Katy Perry Raw, this is Newcastle's 105.3 with Daria, Maddie and Creevo. Sorry, I'll stop now. Can I start calling you Jade again?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, good. 6:13, good morning.
As you guys know, of course, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing's been getting a little bit on the dirty side in terms of the divorce.
This is the nastiest divorce in Hollywood for a very long time.
I think they just are that couple that were never able to really truly be together.
No, just a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
It's fascinating that they sit on each camp and just fire shots at each other like, oh, they did this, no, they did this. And you don't know what's true and what's false. They're just trying to ruin each other's reputations.
Well, that's true. And here's another thing we're not sure if it's true or false, and these would be purely allegations. But Johnny Depp is claiming that Amber Heard had a threesome with Elon Musk and Cara Delevingne.
I can see that. Not surprised.
No, you said that. I was totally really shocked by the whole thing. I mean, I didn't really think any of them would be into that.
First of all, Elon reminds me of the type of guy that would be throwing the keys in the bowl at the front door. 100%.
Billionaire.
Now, yeah, it's interesting you say that because I started doing a bit of digging and Vox did this article back in 2018 saying that Azalea Banks, who's another like artist, went to Elon Musk's house and put up this Instagram story, which has now been deleted, saying that she'd been waiting for days for Grimes to turn up. Now, Grimes is Elon Musk's current partner, who they've just had a baby together.
Right.
So the indication of this Vox article is something more was going to be going on there.
Right.
So this
is so weird.
This is like this, you know, the second time rumors have been floating around of Elon Musk and his threesomes with A-listers.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous, hey?
Huh. And well, what's her name? Amber Heard. Mm. She's an actress, not labeling, but you know, they
what do you mean not labeling?
You know, they're probably a little bit more open in terms of sexuality. They have to do those nude sex scenes a lot in films and whatnot, so they're just a little bit more vicarious, I think.
Well, hey, maybe this is the proof, but you got to remember, Johnny Depp would be looking for any angle to try and, as you said, fire shots.
Would you be throwing your keys in the bowl with Elon Musk and Cara Delevingne?
Would you, Jade? He's a rich man.
And very powerful.
Much better looking than Donald Trump.
I don't know. Maybe like if I... Okay, obviously, money. Take my marriage out of the equation.
Okay.
But if I was single...
If you were single...
And...
He's got his own rocket company.
And, yeah, he took me on a tour of SpaceX and went back to his house and Cara Delevingne just happened to be there and we had a couple. Probably would happen.
It's a very powerful man.
Do you know what? I can hear this music playing in those situations as well, can't you?
Yeah, he's just got that pumping.
Yeah, Cara Delevingne, she's beautiful. Low. What a stunning human being too.
Lasers
I can appreciate
on.
Beauty.
Is Elon Musk quite fit?
Yeah, he's okay.
He is. He works out.
He works out, reckon? Because he sort of looks built, but I can't tell if it's... He wears, like, really baggy shirts, so you can't tell if he's muscly.
Bit like you.
Or a bit...
Mystery
yeah, a bit
man.
Like me.
Well, from that, let's pivot to giving away a whale-watching cruise. All thanks to Nova Cruises, worth $200 at novacruises.com.au. What's in Jade's box? 13:10:09 if you'd like to play the Friday edition. Shake it, please.
Okay, here we go. Oh, jeez, that's...
Harsh on the ears.
Yeah.
All right.
Big in there.
First clue. It's used to protect... A delicate part of the body.
Mm. All right, the lines are open right now. That number again, 13:10:09, 18 past 6.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. UFM. What's in Jade's box?
Yes, we have a fantastic whale-watching cruise to give away today. All thanks to Nova Cruises. Sea whales now direct from Newcastle City on a Nova Cruises whale-watching cruise, novacruises.com.au. Jade, you've got your hand up like we're in school.
Yes.
What do you want to say?
I want to say I actually went for a walk yesterday down like Merriweather Ocean Baths. I actually saw a whale. Just off the ocean there.
What kind of whale was it?
I don't know. I couldn't see that far, but I could see it spurting like the, you know, with its water spout. I don't even know what
course.
It's called.
It's
like...
It's spout.
And it was going up in the air, and it was really cool. It was my first whale for the season. So they are out there, so you want to get your hands on these.
100%.
All right, let's do it. First up, Merrin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing good, Merrin. What's on for your Friday?
Just heading to work, actually.
You sound like you're driving. Where are you at the moment?
I am pulled over at Western.
Oh, good, good, good. Mm. All right, excellent. Let's do this. Jade's going to give it another shake for you. Crevo
okay.
will repeat the clue.
Here we go, Merrin. Oh, it's gotten stuck.
There you go. All right, first clue was that it's used to protect a sensitive body part.
Okay.
Or delicate body part. Well, you only get one guess.
A hector protector.
A what protector?
Hector protector.
What is that?
That's like for cricket, the little box down the bottom, isn't it?
Yes.
That's not what it is.
Thank you, though.
Yes, because that is something that would probably go in my box one day.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. So, what are your plans for the weekend?
Probably sleep. Catch up on sleep.
Oh, has it been a big week?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you know what? Let's hope you win this whale watching cruise, so then maybe you can have a nap and then enjoy sightseeing with some whales.
That would be nice.
Because they go hand in hand, don't they?
Not really. I realised when the words are coming out of my mouth.
A thin link.
I was like, I have to finish this sentence, even though it makes no sense.
All right, Jess, I've got another clue for you. This item has both a soft part and a hard part.
Okay. Is it a mouse guard?
No, sorry. Good
Thank
guess.
You, Jess.
Tony, how you doing?
Hi, how you going?
Really good.
G'day.
How's your day?
Yeah, it's good. Just about to head down to Sydney with Cody.
Oh, nice one, nice one. All right. All right, next clue is this touches you on two parts of your body at the same time.
Wow, okay, because we were going to go to the cricket box as well, but we might have to go for safety goggles.
Safety goggles is incorrect, nice. I'm sorry.
Unlucky.
Hard one today.
Yeah.
James, good morning. James.
Hey, James.
Yeah,
what's in Jade's box, mate? We've got another clue for you, actually. Wait, let's see.
All right,
let's
do all right. This. Next clue is a lot of tradies would be getting these.
Earplugs.
Oh,
incorrect.
Yeah.
Sorry, James.
Not really.
Oh, well, let's reveal it, guys.
Close.
What is it?
He's pretty close.
He's close. What is it, the technical term?
They're like ear protectors or ear muffs, the big ones that go over the head.
Do you technically, he wins.
Let's give it to
you.
Yeah,
you won, James. You're the back?
Yep.
Yeah,
you're
we'll
a
give
winner.
It to you. There you
go. Giving it to you. Very close.
Earplugs, ear muffs.
Yay!
Same, but different.
I love a judge deliberation.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's like we go around the Supreme Court at UFM.
Thank you to Nova Cruises for hooking us up with these sea whales. Now, direct from Newcastle City, novacruises.com.au. We are chatting to Mark Hughes after the news, guys. Of course, beanies for brain cancer. Great chat ahead. We'll do it soon at UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novo.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. UFM.
This round of the NRL, guys, is the Beanie for Brain Cancer round for the Mark Hughes Foundation. MarkHughesFoundation.com.au to donate. It's a fantastic cause. I actually lost a friend to brain cancer back in 2014. His name was Sam Perry, and it's a cancer like no other. It can take you so quickly, and there's such a small rate of survival. So this foundation needs to raise even more money to donate to the right causes. So we're going to chat to Mark Hughes next after Fuel Shimmer at New FM. Good morning. Tops of 20 degrees at Nobby's today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Guys, very excited to have this man on the show right now, Mark Hughes. Of course, it is the NRL Beanie for Brain Cancer round. And I tell you what an absolute sweet win for the Knights, Mark Hughes, last night. You must have been pretty thrilled.
Good morning, team. I sure was. it's exciting times. Adam O'Brien and the team, they're certainly building something special here, and I think everyone in Newcastle's been waiting, you know, for a team like this for a long time. So, yeah. Exciting times.
Yeah, and do you know what sucks as well? We can't even go see them at McDonald Jones Stadium. It's like, come on, bring them back. It's out here.
Yeah, it can't be long, though.
More importantly, mate, of course, it is the NRL Beanie for Brain Cancer round, and obviously incredible work that you guys are doing. I actually lost a friend of mine back in 2014 to brain cancer, and it happened so quickly, and this disease can strike when you least expect it, and it doesn't discriminate. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to achieve this year.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that, because unfortunately, when diagnosed with brain cancer, there's no cure. There's no cure of the disease. It kills more people 40 years and under than any other disease, and more children 10 and under than any other disease. So it's just a dreadful disease. So when I was 36 and got this disease, and with my wife, Kiralee, we decided we need to try and find the answers, you know, for people like myself and so many others out there. So that's sort of how it all started, and could never have really believed the support. You know, once the NRL Beanie Round kicked off about 4 years ago, it really took us to another level. You know, the awareness, exposure, the funds, and all this accelerates all the great research we're doing. We have brain cancer care nurses up at Newcastle. We're just putting one in Tamworth, in Port Macquarie. So there's a lot of great things happening due to all this wonderful support.
Oh, wow. That's so good, mate. And I'm just having a look as well, and people don't realise this. Brain cancer actually receives less than 5% of federal government cancer research funding. So the work you guys are doing is absolutely integral.
Yeah, it is, you know. And we've seen some great improvements in a lot of cancers, which is wonderful. So that's... And why is that? Because a lot of funding and that's been put into it. So we're hoping this can happen with brain cancer, because nothing has changed in 30 years. So that's the aim, and we're all working hard. And people of Newcastle and Hunter Valley, they've been amazing with their support since day one. And yeah, we're really hopeful we can find some answers.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And look, we just want to say thanks for coming and having a chat to us. And we've put up on our Facebook right now, there's a link to your fundraising there. So hopefully we can raise as much money as possible as Newcastle gets behind this.
If someone wants to buy a beanie, how's the best way to do that?
Best way would go to any Lowe's venue in Australia. You can go to selected IGAs. Get on the Mark Hughes Foundation website. You can get one online.
Yep.
So they're the best ways, but yeah, just jump into one of those areas. Look, it's starting to, you know, we're getting a lot of support now. So if you want one, I'd be moving fairly quick, because we're hopeful by Sunday we may even be wiped out, all sold out, which would be amazing.
Oh, yay, that's great!
Brilliant. I love to hear that.
It's really good to hear that. Obviously, because with the NRL rounds, nobody can really go to the game. So jump online and just upload photos of you wearing the beanie as well, because it raises awareness. Mark Hughes, we appreciate your time this morning, mate. Thank you so much.
Thanks for all the support, guys. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
And a big shout out to all the schools out there today across the Hunter who are getting involved. I know that's an absolute massive task, and everyone's getting behind it. So good job, guys.
That's amazing that they sell out a lot of all those beanies.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's incredible.
Stuff. Feels good.
But exciting news in the world of Hamish after this. He's made a very, very big purchase, and we'll tell you what it is in a sec.
6:45 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.
Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Little live rate the music now. Do we love that song? I love it.
I do. You hated it at first, but you came around.
I am sold.
Yeah, I've been turned around as well.
Jackson,
on that one.
Would you keep that on the playlist, Intentions?
Yeah, it's all right.
I know you don't like
coming
Justin
around
Bieber.
To the Biebs, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's saying no on the survey. Newfm.com.au. We have $50 fuel vouchers up for grabs.
Get involved in that.
To fill your tanks. It takes under 10 minutes, and you could be walking away with free fuel and changing the playlist.
Change my name and do it so I can get some free fuel.
Late Gina really loves to reply.
I'm only on quarter of a tank, but someone who has a full tank of energy today because of his massive, huge, exciting purchase.
It's Hamish. Well.
Jade, Maddie and Krieger.
Yes, you've got a big announcement. What is it?
Purchase might be a little bit off, but we've been approved for a house.
Yay!
Sally and I. Yeah, we're getting a place of our own.
So exciting.
That's exciting. Because you said to me this morning, Jake, don't jinx it, jinx it, because I was, you know, saying, congratulations when you're getting the keys, but you're signing contracts today.
Yes, we are.
That's so awesome, man.
How brilliant.
My favourite part of this news, Hamish, yesterday you came in to deliver it to us. You pulled up the real estate ad and showed us the very nice house.
It's
beautiful.
Like a
mansion. It's very beautiful. It's got a den as well, yeah?
Yeah, it does.
I can see you, like, retiring to the den after a long day's work.
Are you going
to
make it line it? Well, you'll line it with books. I reckon. Like, leather-bound books.
There's a lot of books to store in this house between the two of us.
I tell you what, though. You've got some hedges in the backyard which you're going to get rid of. I said to Hamish, you know what? Nobody wants to upkeep the hedges. Reef them out. And he's like, yeah, I think I will.
There'd be a couple that might be on the chopping block. But
who do you think had dibs on them? Before the pen... The ink was even dry on the paperwork,
Jay. Contract.
Well, can I have your hedges if you rip them out?
They're beautiful hedges.
They are beautiful.
And they're hard to get to the maturity level of yours in your yard to be.
Let's not call it our yard just yet.
Hamish, yeah, I've flipped from 6'10". You've got the house.
Oh, okay. All right. Jeez, this could be
now you could be very confident.
This
now
could be an embarrassing segment next week.
No, but hey.
When did you miss out on the house? 13/10/09.
Are you going to celebrate? Like, what are you going to do? What's going to be the big thing, first thing you do when once you've signed?
Probably sleep.
it's been keeping you up, hasn't it?
Yeah. What about the mowie, Hamish?
Yeah, you got to get a mower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Mowie.
Oh, the Mowie. Oh, sorry.
Mowie, champagne. Sorry, I don't care about a mower. Yeah.
Well, you will have to
actually
get
one. I think I'll have to get a mower rather than the Mowie, to be honest. It's one or the other. One's more practical.
Are you going to get, because it's quite a big sort of grounds, are you going to get a ride on?
Oh,
there's an idea.
That's an
imagine
idea.
You zipping around on a Sunday
with your Cuba hat.
I do have a Cuba hat.
Williams.
You could basically just hook a mower onto the back of my Golf and just drive around the backyard with
great
this thing.
Great idea.
There you go.
Love that.
That's my alternative for a ride on
mower. Because a push mower with those extensive grounds, it'd be quite hard work.
Yeah.
Hamish, how long have you and Sally been searching for? Because it seems like it's been quite a while.
Yeah, I think everyone's around the office is a bit sick of me talking about getting a house. 2 years. It's taken us to look. Now, that's, you know, that's not uncommon. Yeah. Maybe it is. That's a bit long. But I tell you what, it's difficult to get a house. It really is difficult to get a house.
What, in what way?
Look, it's prices. I'm just going to put it out there. Yeah. House prices at the moment are ridiculous. And I think anyone who's in the market to get a house will probably agree with it.
Mm.
And you know, I'm not going to turn this into a political thing, but obviously, you know, in the current economic climate, anything they can do to help homeowners or home buyers, I should say, get into the market is would be very welcome.
Because I remember at one point, maybe 2 months ago, the level of anger, like your face was sort of going from a strawberry to a beetroot because you were hoping in the current situation with COVID-19 the house prices would be dropping, which you'd assume would be a thing. I know I would be holding out, like,
it's a fine balance between, you know, looking after people who own properties.
But they didn't drop a lot, though, did they?
Well, wait a little bit. Wait a couple of months. We'll see how that turns out. But,
Well, good
but
stuff.
You found your dream.
Very
home.
Did indeed. Yeah, very happy. Very happy. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I always love hearing those stories. When somebody finally gets that home they've been looking for, you can actually create a life. It's so good.
Such a huge achievement. Congratulations.
Thanks. Babies on the way, baby. We need some kids on the show.
That's true.
They're coming from us.
Pressured from management.
Well, maybe just a fur baby at first, and then we can celebrate their birthday on the show.
I think that's in the cards.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Very good. News time up next with the man himself, the brand new homeowner, Hamish Finlay, 658.
The Novos. UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, guys, we're so excited, Crevo.
Yes, we are, because it is a very special day today. It's Carl's 60th.
Yay!
Happy Mobile Cafe. This man brings us our coffee on the daily and just makes us happy. Like, it's just brilliant.
Let's sing him happy birthday.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip hooray!
The big 16.
I'll even play the big winner sound effect. Oh, good stuff. We do have to say, obviously, these guys, like I said, and you said just now, Crevo, they come in every day, they give us our coffee, but so much more than that. They really start our day off in the right way, and it is so true. Their business really does match the actual reality. Happy Mobile Cafe.
Some of the happiest, most friendliest guys in the region.
Get them around.
If you need coffee or whatever, these are the guys. And if you see them around town today, make sure you wish Carl a happy 60th.
Now, I do believe, Carl, you need to go down to 2HD now. They're not as energetic. They won't. I'm sure they won't.
I don't think they have sparks.
No,
sing a happy
I
didn't. Oh, good
stuff.
But
we keep you young, Carl.
Young at heart.
You're very good for the heart.
No, aww. Good stuff. Oh, that's so sweet, guys. Good stuff. Happy 60th, Carl. Up next, though, I don't know how we're going to pivot from this, but beautiful moment on the show to this one. 13:10:09, should you be worried if your partner starts manscaping out of the blue? So basically what's happened, a wife, very unhappy. She's noticed her husband has started shaving downstairs during his lunch break and then going back to work. So she's like, what's going on?
I think she should be worried.
Is it something that you would worry about, Jade? Like,
I think so. If it's out of the blue and they're starting to, well, like, you know, do that, it's like, what's going on? And an affair, maybe, it seems.
Maybe he's just trying to, you know, keep things fresh at home.
I disagree.
All right, 13:10:09. Do you think she should be worried? Let us know your thoughts. I can't even speak this morning. George Ezra Budapest right now, a new FM. It's 7:08 for your Friday. Good morning. Foggy start to your morning. This is Newcastle's 105.3 new FM. Tops of 20 degrees at Maitland today. I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly. Ladies, we need your help right now. We need your opinions. We're going to set the scene.
Mm. Okay.
Your hubby starts coming home in his lunch break from work. You go into the bathroom after he's had a shower, which already in itself is weird that he's having a shower in the middle of the day. And you find the clippings. His manscaped downstairs, popped his pants back on and went back to work. Should she be worried?
I say yes.
I say, like, you've got to have a bit of trust in your partner.
No, I think my reasoning, though, is, well, coming home, having a shower in the middle of the day, like, unless it's summer.
Or maybe he's gotten, you know, a bit stressed at work and he's got a big meeting in the afternoon.
Yeah, but then
fresh,
he started manscaping as well. So unless he started manscaping out of curiosity.
Yeah,
and then
maybe that was it.
Yeah, and then he's thought, well, maybe, you know, the irritation's getting to him, so he has to keep doing it because he's itchy. But I just think alarm bells. It makes you wonder what he's getting up to in his lunch break.
If you're using the clippers, there's no irritation. Very little.
Is there really?
Yeah, no. Like, if you're shaving them off, like completely shaving them off, of course. But if you're just clippering them.
Well, if he has the clippers, then alarm bells.
Mm. No, I don't know. I just reckon you just got to trust people.
What are your thoughts? How often are you manscaping, Creebo?
Well, yeah, don't.
Not on the daily.
Time of day?
Well, usually, like, at night if I'm going to have a shower or something.
Do you have clippers?
No.
You're doing the little snip.
Just with the scissors,
What he's actually saying is it's a forest still.
What about you, Maddie?
I'm not saying it's a forest. I keep it trimmed neatly, thank you very much.
Well, the thing is, we threw this on
you look like you would have a forest.
Do I?
Just at first glance, I'd be like, yeah, forest.
Well, that's just a lesson in looks can be deceiving.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, we threw this on Facebook, though, guys. And Ronnie goes, I think the best thing in this situation is to just ask your partner, why the sudden need for a manscape? Doesn't have to be an accusation, and that is a good point.
Okay.
Like, communication is important. Sam also said, it would set alarm bells off with me, but if she's feeling concerned, then concerned that he has given a reason for her to worry and she should go with her gut.
Okay.
So,
all right. There's a few people sort of worried. Let's go to the phones. Katie, how are you?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. Now tell us, do you think that this lady needs to be concerned or should she just trust her man?
I think she should definitely have a chat with him. Communication is important. But if she's then still worried, then she either needs to seek counselling for herself or the couple or further, because trust is so important in a relationship.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you can't just assume stuff because you don't know what's going on in people's heads, and then that's when, you know, females particularly, they start going crazy, overthinking things. So just be open and honest, and if there's still that trust issue, then that's what needs to be worked on.
Katie, what would you do if your man did this? You would be, like, curious as to what's going on?
No, I think it's probably for a laugh or something. I don't know. I wouldn't accuse him of anything. I definitely ask him, but I trust my husband, and yeah.
I'd be asking the question. I'll be honest. And
suspicious,
Katie,
Jade.
Katie, I love how you said, oh, I'd seek counselling. I thought at one point, as soon as you said I'd seek, I was thinking an agent to stalk him in his lunch break.
No, I think women, well, I my own opinion on women is that they go a bit crazy sometimes with their thought process. It's inbred in all of us, but
yeah, it's
just
true.
Ask the question. Don't think about it. Don't overthink it. Just ask the question.
Yeah.
It's sometimes so much better than going crazy.
You're right. Sometimes there is a simpler explanation.
There really
but
is.
But I do
Thank
believe
you,
in gut instinct.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Producer Jackson, up next with What's the Goss? What's on the way, friends?
You could win a date with a big celebrity. Ooh. Also, too, Cardi B is mad, and I've got some audio which Crevo is going to love.
Excellent. Great. 16 past 7. What's the Goss? Up next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, he's a world-famous photographer and also our gossip guru, Jackson. What have you got for
you're
us?
You're too kind to me, Crevo. Look, I've got a description to read you about a date with a celebrity that's up for grabs. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to see if you can guess, okay? So it says Bill and Ted, Speed, The Matrix, John Wick. You know him. You love him. This is truly priceless. And now you have the chance to have a date with him on Zoom.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Keanu Reeves.
It is Keanu Reeves. You've got the chance to bid for a 15-minute Zoom date. So far, it's up to $16,600. And
wow.
And it's end next Monday.
I think it's going to go even, like, further because there's a lot of the internet that is in love with Keanu Reeves. Mm. Like, Reddit, people are just... They fawn over him.
Do they?
Yeah, they always talk, like, they're always spotting him doing everyday things, and they're like, oh, he's such a sweet guy. You know, he'll be helping, like, holding a door open for a random old lady.
Oh,
or,
hold
like,
on.
I love just, a mystery man.
He's a bit of a mystery
he is.
Man.
Hold on a second. I've just looked onto the Reddit Keanu Reeves Newcastle feed. Oh, Mark Revo. Oh, you're a big fan of Keanu Reeves. This got to be you, Mark Revo.
Definitely not my Reddit username, so that's 100% not true.
55, looking pretty good.
He does. I wouldn't have picked him to be that old,
he
to be fair.
He drinks from the fountain of youth. I just love seeing the photos of him on the New York City subway all the time.
Yeah, very humble. Can I?
One of the nicest guys in the world.
What's the charity? What's the money?
So he's teamed up with Camp Rainbow Gold, which is a cancer charity.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
good.
A great
guy. I hope it goes up.
Yeah. Imagine winning that, though.
Like, 15 minutes isn't long, though.
Reeves? I know. What are you saying in that 15 minutes to really make an impact?
That kind of cash, though, you'd want to meet him in person. I mean, you'd almost want to...
Just for a good cause, though, for someone rich. If someone who's got 15 grand to throw around,
and
they're like,
thinks,
oh,
yeah,
this is a good thing. You know, I'd love to chat to Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves. It's a good opportunity.
Maybe that's how we get an interview with him.
Well, yeah, like
pass the hat around.
That's nothing for New FM, isn't it? Oh, no, that's everything. We'd have to sell the building.
Nickels and dams. Moving on. Cardi B, Creva, I know you love this woman.
Yeah, okay. I do.
So she's furious because people are hitting out at her saying that she's gained a little bit of isolation weight.
Oh.
And she's not having it because she says she doesn't edit her photos. This is what she has to say. Now, I hope I've edited this properly because there was a lot of profanities in it.
So, I have to do this video because I know I gained a little weight. Hold on, I'm actually holding it in because I ate breakfast, lunch, and I ate some ice cream. Hold on. Back at it again. I'm back at it again. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter, though. Got lipo money? I know you ain't talking when y'all shaped like seals, and I know you ain't talking when y'all got sisters with bison backs and y'all mothers is shaped like walruses.
Whoa.
Wow.
She's mad.
I love that you can never really fully understand what she said.
No.
But sometimes get amused.
She's calling people dissing her seals and walruses.
And she says, I know you got sisters that have bison backs.
I've got a new game I want to play on the show next week. What's Cardi B saying?
Oh, no one could win that.
I think they could. Let's play that
yeah,
next
all right,
week.
Let's do it.
One-off game.
You yeah. wouldn't want to be her husband. The only good thing about it, though, is you wouldn't be able to hear what she's saying half the time, which is a blessing, but then also you know when she's angry at you.
You wouldn't want to keep her waiting, would you?
No. Just be yelling?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what, you know how the likes of, like, Naomi Campbell, they throw things at their assistants and whatnot? Imagine dating Cardi B, the things she'd be throwing at,
oh,
at you.
Mate, oh, no,
she's
thanks.
Driving a car through your lounge room.
100%.
Crazy.
For sure.
She's I just find her such a fascinating person.
She's great. I love her. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. News time coming up next with Hamish here at New FM. And don't forget, we've put the link up on our Facebook page to donate for a Beanie for Brain Cancer, of course, the Mark Hughes Foundation. It is the NRL Beanie for Brain Cancer round. So get behind that. Coming back next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM. The Novos Feel Good Friday.
Oh yes, it is indeed Feel Good Friday. Fridays are great, right? So
yeah.
good.
Yeah. That's what we're here. That's what we're enjoying.
Yeah, of course, all day while you work here at New FM, we are doing Feel Good Friday, tracks that make you feel good, just like this one, guys. You ready for
yes.
it?
Yes.
What have we got? Let's see what the big executives have put in. Soup Dragons, I'm Free, great song. Here it is right now with the Novos. And, of course, Jade, up next, though, you're going on a little trip, I believe, this weekend.
Yeah, and I need everyone's help on a suggestion of where to go.
Yeah, you need to turn your laptop down first.
No, it wasn't me, it was you.
That's a lie.
Year 6-year-old tactics.
Yeah, and now, where are you? Do you have a rough idea where you're going, or?
I hear Morpeth's nice.
Yes, it is very nice. No,
you're going away for the whole weekend.
No, yeah. Possibly. We haven't decided yet because we've been booked. So we're thinking of going to Barrington Top. So if anyone has any suggestions. 13 10 09. If you know any good places we should stay,
you're actually booking a hotel.
Well, yeah,
with
if
money,
but with the if there's a suggest if someone can point us in the right direction of where to go, that'll be very helpful.
You know what she's
trying
to do?
Because we might not go otherwise because we're not organised.
She's trying to get a freebie. I
no,
think.
I'm not. No freebies. Happy to pay.
Yeah, Jade from New FM visits Barrington Tops.
No,
stay
please.
In the deluxe presidential
on a
suite.
Weekend.
Here we go.
All right, Feel Good Friday continues right now. Soup Dragons, I'm Free at New FM. Good morning. Feel Good Fridays here at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7.42.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And guys, I'm thinking of going to Barrington Tops this weekend. So we've actually teed it up with the mother-in-law to house it, look after the 3 2-hours for us. So we're all sorted on that front.
Okay.
But the thing is, we've really left it to the last minute and we're not 100% sure where we're going to go, what we're going to do. Because Ben was sort of like, leave it up to you, Jade. And to be honest, I've been a bit lazy this week and I haven't done a thing.
Not like you to not plan a holiday.
Yeah, no, I've just been like, you know, just lazy, basically. There's nothing else to say. Yeah, 100%.
Now, you and your husband, Ben, are the king and queens of the day trip.
Mm.
Yeah, you
don't like
it.
To spend the money on the hotels usually. We can come back in the same day. Just 5 hours of driving, pack the sandwiches in the fridge in the car, and off you go.
Yeah, hey, look, tough times, man. Like,
look
you
at a
save...
couple of antique shops.
Yeah, window shop, more like it, but... Yeah. But, hey, you've got to do these things. All it's right. just about getting out there.
What's your budget for a hotel tonight?
$200.
A night? How many nights?
Just for the...
Just for a
just
single
for
night?
Just for Saturday night.
All right.
That would be max.
Okay. Shall we call one?
Yeah, let's just call a hotel.
Cheaper the better, but, you know, I don't want a $60, you know, one night stay by the hour.
13 10 09. If you have any suggestions for Jade where her and her husband should go, Barrington Tops, give us a call. Buckets Way Motel, I found one, Jade.
Yay, well, okay. Let's suss them out. That's not a good sign. You know what I've discovered too, guys? So if you go to Gloucester, it's hour 40, you can actually do a Hidden Treasures tour.
Wow, okay. It's right up your alley.
I know, yeah, gold panning maybe.
Do you think they're awake at Buckets Way Motel?
You'd hope so, 24-hour reception, surely. Not looking so good.
You've reached the Buckets Way Motel. We are not able to take a call at the moment. Please
Nah. Do you want to try one more?
We'll try one more place.
I found another one. It's called the King Street Motel in Gloucester.
Oh, that sounds good.
Let's get these guys up.
Royal, Jade. Gloucester's, you love royal. Right,
yeah,
royalty,
and that's exactly...
King Street, get in there.
Oh, perfect. And that's exactly where the treasure hunting tour is.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Royalty and
I've
looking for
gold. I've always wanted to pan for gold. Great to do with the kids.
Hello, King Street.
Hi, is that King Street Motel?
Yes.
Yes, hello. Just to let you know, you're live on the air. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo from the Novos at New FM. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi. So we're a radio breakfast show in Newcastle.
No.
And I was thinking of coming that way on Saturday, and we wanted to see if there were any, like, possible rooms available.
I think I'm full, actually. Just 2 seconds.
Oh, no.
Well, are we able to remove one of your customers and we can... Jade's a bit of a celebrity
here
in Newcastle.
Local celebrity, yeah.
Just remove it. I'll put a tent up in the car park for him.
Excellent.
Would you actually do that?
No, of course not.
Well, I don't know.
Now, this is a beautiful motel. I'm having a look.
Yep, I do have... a room on Saturday night. Sunday night, I'm full.
Okay, Saturday night.
Well, that's perfect.
How much are you charging for a night for a Newcastle-based celebrity?
Just for one person, is it?
Two, my husband and I.
Maybe three. They might have a friend coming over.
All in the same bed, or you want a twin set?
Oh, probably all in the same bed.
Same
it's
bed.
Cold at the moment there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's cold, yep. Mm-hmm.
Chilly.
What are we looking at, yeah, price-wise?
Well, hang on, just give me 2 seconds. Well, for two people, it's $125, including breakfast.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
That's awesome.
What are you dishing up for breakfast at the King Street Boutique Motel?
Okay, we have a selection of cereals. We have yogurts. We have juices. We have fruit. We have... eggs and baked beans and...
Oh, I'm sold. That sounds really good. Can you hold on the line and I'll book the room for you when we go to an ad break?
Yes, not a problem.
Only awesome. If you can do it for 60, though.
No, oh, Maddie, I'm not wheeling and dealing. But there's only one thing. The Copeland Hidden Treasures Tours, are they still going at the moment?
You're doing what?
The Treasures Tours. It's apparently a treasure tour. We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, yeah. You can, well,
thank
you can nut
that.
Out all the details.
Please
I'm
hold
sure
the
it's happening. I found it online.
Very quickly, we've got Craig on the phone. Hey, Craig, how are you?
How you going?
Hey, Craig.
Good. What do you think Jade should do at Barrington Tops? Any suggestions?
Yeah, stay at Moon and Flat Pub and head over the mountain. You might be lucky to see snow and then go to Copeland Tops to the Hidden Treasure. Even if it's not open, you can still do the treasure walk. There's a lot of mine shafts you can look in and an old boiler that you can look at. It's all free.
No way! That's awesome!
Free? Now you're talking Jade's language.
No, that's really...
Thanks, Craig.
Hey, Craig, thanks
that's
so much
cool.
for that. So we could see snow. That is so true.
Well, there we go. We've put two options in your mind. That'll be another 6 hours before a decision's made.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, it's happening. I'm going to get her on hold in a sec.
Love it all, though, that up next. My turn to get your thoughts. We're going to be talking American beer.
Oh, good, good. Doing it next. 7:48, rather. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Foggy starts your morning. Very chilly. Currently 11 degrees at Warners Bay, heading for a top of 17 there today, and currently 5 degrees at Cessnock. Don't forget, rate the music now, newfm.com.au, for your chance to win free fuel, guys. Love it all over the time.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, American beer.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
I loathe it because I don't drink beer, but my husband Ben loves it. Like, he's always at Ties Hill Cellars there, like, buying the different beers, and he's got on his phone this particular app. My father-in-law has it on his app too, where you can rate the beers and you can give them reviews and all that sort of thing. They are so into it.
Now, there's a lot of American beer. In fact, most of it, in my opinion, is fairly poor quality.
I hate American beer. There's something about a Budweiser in particular.
Yeah.
it just doesn't taste right.
Want a Bud Light? No, thanks.
What is it that you don't like about it?
It's just very, like, watery and weak. It's,
okay.
But there's, like, there's a difference. They've also got craft beer, and a lot of those are great.
Mm.
But the majority of what they drink, there's a few different ones. You know, another one is Blue Ribbon.
I've not heard of
also
that.
Also no good.
Also terrible. They're now selling it, and this speaks a lot about America in a way, in 99 can cartons.
How much?
$250. Which is almost $2.50 a can. Like,
so you're getting 100 cans in a carton.
Yeah, 99 cans in a carton. It's huge carton. I've got a picture here so you guys can see the vibe of the thing. It looks like a huge piece of timber that you would be carrying around to do painting. You know those ones that you stand on?
That's quite incredible.
Yeah, like you can get the giant Toblerone bars at Christmas that are about 2 metres long, the novelty ones.
I reckon that's like longer, that. Like 2.5 metres maybe, 3 metres.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Wow. Who would want 99 cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon? Not me. You can keep it.
Well, maybe not you, but some people must really like it.
I guess so, but...
Ugh. Don't be a snob, Crevo.
Jackson, we need your opinion here. Obviously, you've spent a lot of time over in the States. Yep. What are your thoughts on American beer?
Yeah, I just never really warmed to it.
Mm.
I actually had a conversation about this yesterday. They love Aussie beer over there because
it's
so much better, and it's really cheap to Aussie beer in America. So, like, Americans just flock to it because their own beer sucks.
They pump out the Fosters over there.
Yeah.
It's big over there, and that's terrible. That's the sort of vibe that Blue Ribbon is. And, like, and Bud Light, it's like Fosters. That's why we don't drink it here.
You know what? Fosters, I thought VB was the most hated beer in this country, but I think it is, in fact, Fosters.
I think you're right.
Fosters is no good. Yeah. I actually don't mind VB now and again.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's actually good with certain, like, spicy foods because it's very bitter.
Fosters.
Like a curry or something. Mm. It can go quite well, actually.
Do they even make it in Australia anymore?
Oh, maybe.
I don't think they do.
No one's really into it.
My grandpa used to drink Fosters every night, and, like, he was institutionalized, you know, with Fosters. But, like, he would not change his beer.
Yeah,
and then even he got off it in the end. Years and years, decades he drank it for then.
Yeah.
One day he was like, this is actually no good.
I remember the good old days when Fosters used to be huge, and they used to, at, like, the Indian stuff, like when...
Oh, the sports advertising.
The sports events and the sports advertising. It was massive.
They were number one back in the day.
There we go. News time with Hamish straight after this here at New FM. Good morning.
DJ, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
The official.
Very controversial chat we're about to have. This came up after the show yesterday. How old is okay to get your child's ear pierced?
Mm.
Now, is it okay to get it done when they're a baby? Is it better so they're not traumatized by the experience? Or do you wait until they're a little bit older? Now, very different opinions you two have on this topic.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Oh, well, I'm all for it. I think if you want to get your baby's ears pierced at 6 months, then do it. Because I think back to when I got my ears pierced when I was a little girl, and I was touching them, they got infected, I was crying. I really remembered it. It's still burned in my memory because it was a little bit traumatic. Whereas I think for a baby, they're not going to remember it. They're not touching their ears constantly. I think it's easier, like, in the long run, emotionally.
like how old, Jade? 6 months old?
Yeah. Three months even? I don't think there's a problem with it.
I'm completely opposite. I think, like, when they're a teenager.
Yeah.
That's when they... Okay. Like, well, you shouldn't be doing it to the... What if the kid doesn't want ears pierced?
They will. Every kid wants their ears pierced.
13, 10, 09.
I just do.
Weigh in on this topic.
You gotta be kidding.
Is it okay to get baby's ears pierced? If not, what age do you suggest taking your call straight after Dua Lipa? Don't start now at New FM. Good morning. Dua Lipa, this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13, 10, 09 this morning. Is it okay to pierce baby's ears?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so we've got two very different sides to this topic here, because Jade is all for under 6 months old. You know what? Save the trauma. Get it done early. They're not going to be playing with their ears, Creever. You're totally against it.
Yeah, I just think, how do you know if the kid wants earrings? Like, just let them decide when they're a teenager. Like, well, what's the rush?
If it's a girl, I think every single girl I know has their ears pierced. Every little girl wants their ears pierced. I know I can't say 99.9%, okay? I'm going to put that out. There may be the odd one.
I love that you've dropped 1% and it's somehow justified.
Yeah, because...
not even 1%.
You know why? Because I had Lily in my class at school.
You're pointing the pen.
And Lily didn't have her ears pierced. But other than her, she was the only girl. So chances are your little girl's going to want to have the ears pierced.
You know what, though? Parenting is hard enough as it is.
It is.
And we put this up on Facebook last night, and wow, has it divided opinion. Because it literally is, you know, half the people saying sort of Jade, like using Jade's mantra about the whole situation. Yeah, get it done. It's not going to upset them. I remember when I got my ear pierced.
Yeah.
It traumatized
me. How old were you?
Like 11.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You remember the moment when your ears get pierced.
You do.
It's not as bad as you make it out to be.
So wait till they're a teenager.
Yeah, but I think it's worse, actually.
No, it's worse. That's what I'm saying. Having lived it, and it says here you can safely, they say 2 months old, the baby, it's safe to get to pierce ears from 2 months old. And I think they look really cute.
There has been a counter argument to that, Jade, that babies don't play with their ears. A lot of people on the meme on Facebook have said, well, babies actually do play with their ears quite a lot, and they actually tear and pull at them. So it can damage their soft little earlobes, which I get that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Look, I disagree with that. So we'll go to the phones. Mel, good morning.
Hey, Mel.
How you going?
Hey, really good, thank you. What are your thoughts on this? What age is okay to pierce your baby's ears?
I agree with you, Jade. I actually do piercings at work, and we actually do like down to 4 weeks old for Sudanese cultures.
Mm-hmm.
That is in their culture that they get them done pretty much at birth.
Yeah.
The mother actually pierces their ears at birth, and so when they're in Australia, if they don't have their baby's ears pierced, they get looked at as if to say, well, why aren't they done?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of the little ones coming there, but I personally think, the younger the better, because when we're piercing between 5 and 10, the children are very anxious and nervous between 5 and 10, and they're very, well, they want them done, but they're really scared because they think they're going to hurt.
Whereas
the little ones, they're excited, and mostly the problem is the noise, because the gun can be loud.
Yeah.
But you can get another gun that's quiet, and usually, the younger one is much better.
Are you a mum, Mel?
I am a mum, and I'm a grandmother. I've got a little, nearly quite 2 years old, my little granddaughter. And I'd love to do her ears, but my son is like, no, she's not getting them done till she's ready and when she's ready.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I mean,
that's his choice.
Thank you for your call, Mel. Appreciate that.
Very interesting perspective. Marie, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm with Crevo. Mine's older in age too. I've got 4 daughters, and they had to wait till they got to high school, so they were responsible for it.
That's what I reckon, you know. Then it's up to them. If they want it, they don't want it, they can do it. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Appreciate your call, Marie. Let's go to Gabby. Hey, Gab, how are you?
Hey, guys. I totally agree with Jade. I waited until I was a teenager to get mine. My mum made me wait. I remember just being so scared having to get it done, and actually feeling like a little bit of jealousy for all the other girls that had had theirs done as a baby, because, you know, I had to go through all this pain and fear, and they didn't get that. They were just like, oh, I've always had it.
Exactly, Gabby. And when you were that little girl, and I remember looking at this girl in my class, Rebecca, and she had hers done, and I hadn't had mine done yet. And I just looked at her little jewels glisten in the sunlight in the playground, and I just really, really wanted them. I wanted to have these pretty little gemstones on my ears. And I used to beg Mum. I felt like I was missing out.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, good stuff. Thank you for your call.
Thanks,
Gabby.
Gabby.
See, very different opinions, and there's not really a right or wrong answer here, is there? So it's, I guess each parent
has
makes
to
a
pick
decision.
Their own thing.
Yeah,
get them done
good
early.
For them.
Get them done.
Whatever. Well, that's your opinion.
It is mine.
Next, though, we have Newcastle's only possibility to do requests on radio. This is if you've got a song that you're absolutely loving, you never hear on radio, or you really want to hear it, this is your chance. We're doing suburb versus suburb with the song challenge.
Okay, doing it straight after this, 13:10:09, if you want to call and join in, get your song on the radio. Doing it next at New FM.
The Novos.
Brand new music from Five Sauce, Old Me. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Get around it,
yeah!
It's Feel Good Friday and it's song challenge time.
It is indeed. It's a suburb versus suburb, Crevo.
That's right. So, essentially, it's the only opportunity you have in all of Newcastle to get requests on the air. Of course, you do have to fight it out, though.
Yeah.
With another competing suburb. So
verbal word off.
Exactly right. Well, it's a song off, in a way. you call up with your song suggestion. We play a little bit. Other person does that from a different suburb, then you vote 13:10:09 to say which song you want to in fact hear. That suburb wins.
Alrighty, so we're going to go to Nikki first. Good morning.
No, not Nikki. Let's go to Liz.
Liz.
Hey, Liz. Talara. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. What's going on in Talara today?
Oh, housework today.
Oh, boring day.
Yes. Boring day today.
Oh, that's why we need, hopefully, you to win the song challenge, so when you're sweeping the house, it'll make it a little bit more exciting for you to dance around and do it.
Absolutely.
All right. What song have you chosen today, Liz?
I have chosen Guy Sebastian, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
That is a very good song. Okay.
Good
well,
one for a feel-good
hold
Friday.
Hold the line if
hold
you want
there.
Guy Sebastian. Oh, okay. Hang on. Who Don't else have we got? Happy. Who's this? New FM, hello. Hello. No.
They've dropped out.
All right.
Is this going to be a one-horse race?
Might be. 13:10:09 if you want to get a song request on.
This is your chance. And you're not from Talara. You can literally be from any other suburb.
I knew it was time to ditch this one.
Is it the end of its line?
Time to put a bullet in this segment, guys.
No.
Liz, we'll play Guy Sebastian for you.
Liz, you're a winner.
Yeah, you won by default. Bang. All yours.
Talara takes it out.
Beautiful.
And you know what? It was fun because you won the last ever song challenge.
Yeah, time to go. Thank you, Liz. Playing Guy Sebastian after this and your FM.
All the phones are ringing.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos. The Novos.
Your Feel Good Friday playlist kicking off with 105 commercial free at 9 with Jackson. What's on the way, mate?
Yes, the Maroon 5. Christina Aguilera.
These two together, sexy.
Good tune.
Do you think he's a sexy man?
Adam Levine, 100%.
Yeah,
I wasn't always sold because apparently he took out most handsome man in the world.
Really?
Like 8 years running. See, like, he was insane.
I wouldn't say handsome. I would say sexy. They're very different.
You reckon?
Mm.
Why? Who do you see? What's the difference to handsome to sexy? Is George Clooney handsome and Adam Levine sexy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he says he's an absolute pig to live with. So, yay for him. Some Hootie and the Blowfish as well.
Nice.
And New Zealand's Lord.
I love
Excellent.
Lord.
Very good.
It's sounds like you're going to be great.
Off at 9 o'clock, Jade.
That's right. And guys, I am so excited because I've been wanting to give away Tim Tams on this show as a prize for a very, very long time. And then this beautiful moment happened on the show yesterday where the people of Newcastle City rallied behind me and they basically said, yes, we want Tim Tams as a prize. So on 13:10:09 after this, we're going to ask you very basic questions on us.
What's my name? Packet of Tim Tams.
So if you want to win a packet of Tim Tams, call now.
All All right, 13:10:09. Right after, of course, Liz from Talara, the single horse song challenge. She got it, the last one
ever
by Sebastian. Don't worry, be happy. Great message, right? Love this. It's New FM. Good morning. Guy Sebastian, this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. You're right there with that lighter, Jade.
I just had it above my head, and you know how they wave it at concerts, you know, because it's a real feel-good moment.
Hey, we're giving away Tim Tams now.
Do you think Tim Tam should be a prize on our show?
Absolutely, I do.
Thank you, Lee.
And you send us with reduced tariffs these wonderful Arnott's Tim Tams.
My daughter and I just heard you on the radio.
Yep.
And she said Tim Tams are expensive and we love them.
That is right. We are doing it a first here at New FM. We are giving you the chance to win Tim Tams because they are the best. And I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. We're going to try and get through as many people as we can. We've got about 10 to give away. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're going to ask you, we think they're basic questions, an easy question to do with myself, Creevo, or Maddie. So if you listen to the show.
This is a regular thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I thought it was just for today.
Yeah, no, it's a regular thing.
How'd you manage to get that one through?
Oh, look, we're big meeting with the executives after the show yesterday. Man. And we brought it up.
Good job, Jack.
Well done.
So, you know, this is very, very, very exciting.
All right, let's do this. Let's kick it off.
All right.
The big Tim Tam giveaway with Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Morning, team.
No, the Novo's biggest fan, Katie.
Oh, thank you,
guys.
Yes.
No, thank you. thank you, Katie. Okay, well, it's time to put your money where your mouth is,
yeah.
Katie.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Katie. Here's the first question. 13:10:09, keep calling through and we'll try and get to you, all right? Who loves getting a free meal?
Oh, Maddie.
Yeah.
All right,
you won a pack of Tim Tams.
Easy as that. All right, next person. Trish, how you doing?
Hello, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. All right, go with the question, Jade.
All right, who in the team, Trish, owns 3 chihuahuas?
That would be you, Jade.
Correct.
You've won a packet of Tim Tams.
Packet of Tim Tams for you, Trish. I'm going to stop playing that after this. It'll get very annoying.
All right, good. Jason, how are you?
Good.
Oh, excellent, mate. A question from Jade.
All right. Who enjoys fine dining? Who enjoys fine dining?
I'd say that would be Creamo.
Correct.
Correct, Tim Tams for you, Jace. Thank you, brother. Okay, let's go to Karen. Hello, Karen. How are you? Nope, Karen's not there. Very good. That's it.
Oh, that's it.
Aw, Karen dropped out. Oh, no, it's ringing. It's ringing.
All right.
13:10:09 if you want to win a pack of Tim Tams.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
It's Rodney.
Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. Rodney. What are you doing on the weekend, Rodney?
Just going to work over the weekend. Bread delivery driver.
Oh, fresh bread. We love fresh bread on this show.
She wants you to drop us off some, Rodders.
I went past the studio this morning.
Oh, we'll come in any time.
That was that honk I heard when that truck went past.
That was me, yeah.
All right, Rodney. Your question is, who owns, out of the team, 11 pairs of Air Force Ones?
Maddie.
Oh, that would be correct.
Oh. Right, the Tim Tams. All right, we keep going with the Tim Tam Blitz.
Karen's back.
All right, Karen. You there?
Hello.
All right, Karen, this question's for you. For a packet of Tim Tams, is it Jade or Creevo that burns incense to clean negative energies at home?
Ooh, I think I'll go Jade.
That's correct.
Easiest chance to win Tim Tams this morning.
All right, from Kazza to Azza. Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
Hello to you too. All right, well, question from Jade for you to win some Tim Tams.
All right. True or false, can Creevo speak Japanese?
True.
False. Can't speak a word of it. No Tim Tams for you. I feel like
Nazi. Sorry, Aaron.
All right, guys. Well, should we take one more?
One more. Here we go. Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Hi, Di. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the show. So, Tim Tams, how much do you love them?
We both love them. My 10-year-old daughter absolutely was just sitting in the car going, Mum, ring, ring, ring.
Oh, okay. Like to hear that.
All right, I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to go through and give you what I think is hopefully the easiest. All right. Who out of the team doesn't have their driver's license?
Oh, God, I don't know.
No Tim Tams for you. Sorry.
You know what? Let's give it.
Oh, well, I'll give you a second chance.
Okay, second chance.
Last question. Her daughter wants a pack of Tim Tams.
I know.
Okay, name one of Jade's previous jobs. Just take a... What is it?
A checkout kit.
We'll take that.
Yeah, I did. I worked at Crazy Clark's Super Mario Film.
There you go.
That's it.
Thank you, Christy.
Yeah, well done.
What a random game. I love it.
I love it. This is good. And you know what? Thank you to our listeners. You know us inside out, it seems.
Yeah, that's right. Would we make the questions harder next time? Nah, it's an easy prize.
No, we're going to give you more chances
for an easy prize.
To win Tim Tams next week on the show.
Hamish in next with the news that didn't make the news here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, Feel Good Friday all day here at New FM.
Yeah.
All day.
At work.
That's
at work.
Right. Does it? Boy, maybe you're at home. You still get to enjoy it all day.
Yeah, because we're playing those feel good bangers that you only hear every now and again.
Friday. Friday's just a great day for it. Hey, don't forget as well, rate the music now, newfm.com.au to win some free fuel. Mm. It's so easy. Jump online and do it. It takes under 10 minutes. Shall we get into the song?
Yeah. What is it?
Okay, what year do you think it's from? Let's play this game.
1998.
1976.
No, the turn of the century, the year 2000. Oh. Loved this song. Destiny's Child, Jumpin'. Here in New FM, good morning.
The Novos on New FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Oh, here he is.
Hamish.
Homeowner Hamish.
No, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay, almost homeowner Hamish.
There. Almost signing contracts and stuff. So, yes, so news that didn't quite make news.
Yes, I mean,
you know, there's a lot of good science-y stuff out here. And frankly, you know, I mean, look, you must think I'm obsessed with space and dinosaurs because that's all I talk about. Well, today's no exception.
If you are, though.
No exception.
I like it because I'm into it.
Okay, all right.
It's very educational for all the kids on the way to school and in the car.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Rupert, well, let's get into it. Okay, we all love a good story about aliens, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so astrophysicists have used maths to determine that they estimate there are around 36 alien civilizations in our galaxy alone that could be comparable to our level of development.
Wow.
Which is fascinating. They've used a few criteria. Something called the Drake Equation. I won't go into that, but also things like numbers of planets that could orbit a star in what's called the Goldilocks zone, so not too hot, not too cold, and the assumption it's takes about 4 billion years for societies to establish.
That's amazing. They're really trying to get us onto another planet, aren't they?
Well,
that worries me because I get a conspiracy theory in my mind happening going, well, they must have a date with things they think are going to be doom
that's
and gloom.
That's quite a leap there, Jay.
Start migrating, guys.
Yeah, that's it. We have absolutely no way of getting to any stars at the moment.
Galaxy is the size down from universe, isn't
it? Yeah, so right, you've got planet, then you've got
that's
solar
quite
system.
Quite amazing.
Solar system, like planets around a star. Mm-hmm. And then you've got galaxies, which are basically the huge swirling masses of stars. And then there's groups of galaxies. There's around about 100 billion galaxies out there. So, you know, there's more stars in the known universe and there are grains of sand on the planet Earth. So there's a very good chance that there's some Spocks or ETs out there.
And that's not even the sand you can just see at the beach.
That's
there's
correct.
A lot of sand under the water.
I've got the perfect people to repopulate the human race.
Who?
Elon Musk, Grimes, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
That's right.
One big happy family.
They're known to have relations.
They're well on their way, aren't they?
But yeah. the problem, they got the rockets.
The problem is, though, and very quickly on this one, because radio waves, you know, the idea is that we can detect other civilizations by radio waves, but they travel very, very slowly in galactic terms. Like, the first ones that we sent out could only have gone about 125 light years away, so that's a couple of stars in our immediate area.
That's ridiculous. The
problem is, it would take a few... Okay, if an alien civilization midway through our galaxy were to pick up our signals, it would take at least a few 100,000 years. So by that stage,
we're long gone. I'm just saying, though, but shouldn't it travel faster in space? Because everything travels fast.
No, it doesn't.
It's consistent.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent. Yeah.
Oh. Once it gets there and gets going, it's
unfortunately,
like, once you get that push, it stays at the same speed.
I blame Hollywood.
Bit of Einstein there.
Thank you, Hamish.
One more, too. Yeah. It looks like we've got they've found evidence that there was once a terrifying Tyrannosaurus Rex style dinosaur that walked around in Australia.
Oh.
They found just on the strength of one footprint that they found, they've actually decided that we had this giant Metasaurus Rex that used to walk around.
Metasaurus.
So, yep.
Mate.
There you go.
Wow.
Fascinating.
I wonder how much bigger they are than your standard everyday T-Rex.
Well, not bigger, slightly smaller. Just on the basis of this one footprint, they determined that it was 3 metres tall, it was a meat eater just by the hooks and the way that it was sort of running.
You know what? More dangerous, in my opinion.
Probably.
Because it's more nimble. It can get to you faster. At least you can try and outrun a T-Rex.
Aussie Rex. Rex
Aussie
Hunt.
Rex.
We'll call him Rex Hunt.
There you go. Because they're trying to figure out a name.
Rexy.
Rex Hunt.
Yibbida yibbida, folks.
That's right. You couldn't really have a better name.
On that note. On that note.
Thank you, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Appreciate
Let's
that.
Wrap it up. Thanks for that.
Oh, there we go, guys. Another week done and dusted.
I know. Our times are going faster and faster.
Good Friday. Kicking off next with Jackson. What's on the way, friends?
Is brand new stuff from Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is right up your alley, Jay.
Have a comeback. I haven't heard this song. I'm actually going to look forward to listening to it later on.
Good. Yeah. I think it's actually quite good.
He's smart, though.
Is he?
Horses is having this popular resurgence. He's being, invited to do events and stuff.
Has
now
he?
He's got another song to do.
And you know what? You learn from your mistakes.
Agreed.
Santa Monica. As well.
So good.
I do like this.
Grunge.
Good throwback. Demi Lovato, Sam Smith as well.
Ready for love. They
Yay.
Are indeed. Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you on
Bye,
Mondays.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.